know how the economists want to reopen the country. We know how a lot of politicians want to. But what do the doctors have to say? They'll be testifying before the Senate later today. And Catherine Falders from ABC News will be watching. She's with us right now with a preview. Catherine, good morning.
Hey there. Good morning. Now, this will be the first time that Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, testifies before Congress since March. Now, this will be the first time since the president declared coronavirus a national emergency. And Fauci said at the time, March 11th, that things will get worse. Now, today, he's appearing before the Senate's Health Committee. And this hearing, as you mentioned, is focused on reopening the country safely as states across the country begin their own phases and stages of reopening. Now, this morning is Fauci's expected to testify that reopening the country too soon could lead to needless suffering and death. Now, we don't think he's perhaps saying that it shouldn't open now, but a little bit of a warning for the states. He spoke to the New York Times and said that his main message to the committee will be the dangers of attempting to reopen prematurely. And in his words, could result in, quote, outbreaks throughout the country and set us back in our request to return to normal. Now, as you know, over the past month, the president has been encouraging some states to begin opening up commerce and some other non-essential businesses to kickstart the economy. Democrats have criticized this move, perhaps something that we'll see today. They say they've criticized the administration for doing so without what they refer to as a roadmap guided by science, Paul.
Who else is going to be testifying besides Dr. Fauci?
So we're obviously going to hear from Dr. Fauci, the CDC director, Robert Redfield, the FDA commissioner, Stephen Hahn, and then the White House testing czar that we've heard from quite frequently, Admiral Brett Giroir. Now, this hearing is not going to be typical, or it's going to be a bit different. Fauci will be appearing by video conference along with Redfield and Hahn. We spoke to Fauci over the weekend. He's entering, Paul, what he's calling a modified quarantine. He's taking precautions following news of two known cases of coronavirus at the White House. Same with Redfield and Hahn. So they will be appearing remotely along with the committee's chairman, Lamar Alexander.
Obviously, this is a Senate hearing, but this testimony is, especially I think what we're hearing from Dr. Fauci, is that he wants not just the senators that he's testifying before to hear, but I think that he's going to be speaking to governors and business owners across the country, isn't he?
Well, I think that's right. I think that's right. And that comes, you know, as he, this warning essentially just won't be this broad generalization. I think he really wants to communicate to those governors who, you know, across the country, these states, yours as well, are entering a multiple different phases of reopening tailored to their particular state. How many cases they have? Is there a downward trajectory? What businesses should open? And regardless of how a lot of these states that move forward, a lot of businesses and people are going to be taking it upon themselves. Do they feel comfortable going out? Do they feel comfortable opening? So I think, as you mentioned, that will be one of Fauci's main messages today.
Will be very interesting, and certainly with them testifying remotely, I think that that will really kind of add to the drama here. This will be something very different from what we're used to seeing.
It sure will. I think fireworks will be expected nonetheless. We'll also see many members appear remotely as well. It will be just as new for me, who will be monitoring it on my computer screen.
The world is one big Zoom meeting. Catherine, we
sure
appreciate
is.
the insight. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Paul.
Take care. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Catherine Falders. You'll be hearing her throughout the day on ABC News as she watches the Senate Health Committee hearing today. And again, you'll see a lot of faces on video screens, senators and doctors alike. It is 15 past 7 o'clock. Sun's coming up. It's beautiful.